CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Today on Huskies Inside the Pack, I'm joined with third-year forward Taylor Wilkinson. First off, Taylor, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on.
Just overall, I know the season winding down towards the end of the regular season, but how has the season gone for you so far?
Yeah, it's been going really good. I've had some injury problems in the second half, but I'm hoping to get a push back during playoffs and get geared up for Nationals.
And we'll get to Nationals there in just a little bit, but minor hockey. You're from Lloydminster. Is that where you played your minor hockey?
Yep, I played in Lloydminster from initiation until midget, and then I played my third year of midget in Red Deer.
So is that because there was nowhere in Lloyd to play in midget, or just a better opportunity in Red Deer?
Yeah, I just got an opportunity to move out of my hometown, out of Lloydminster, and get behind a good coach there, and I had some good teammates there that made it an enjoyable third year.
You're a forward, and sometimes in minor hockey, everyone bounces around from time to time. Did you always play forward, or did you spend some time as a defenseman, maybe even as a goaltender?
No, I was always a forward. I have a twin brother, and we played on the same team growing up, and he got kicked back to defense, and I got moved up on forward, and it stayed that way the whole way through.
Do you have any other siblings, and maybe did they play hockey, or did mom or dad play hockey as well?
Yeah, we have an older brother. He played hockey all the way through initiation, all the way through midget, and then my dad played hockey.
Are any of them still playing hockey, or is it just you continuing hockey?
Just me playing hockey. The rest of them took to pursue school. They're smarties, so.
Well, maybe now you have bragging rights that you could be the best hockey player in the family.
Yeah, that was a good one for me.
Speaking of school, Lloyd to Saskatoon, not the farthest trip in the world, but still there's a difference or a distance in between the two. How was that transition like from moving away from home to Saskatoon for school and hockey? Obviously, as a third year, you might have had a couple of years to get settled in, but just how was that transition and how is it going right now?
Yeah, it was actually pretty easy for me. My older brother was already going to school here before I came, and then me and my twin followed, and we all lived together. So pretty easy transition. Basically took family from home and just moved here. So mom comes up every weekend. Dad comes down for a lot of games. So it's nice being super close. Parents can get down for games and grandparents, so that's really nice.
What are you currently taking in school right now?
I'm in the kinesiology and education program.
So what's the end goal, hopefully, once you are graduated?
Hopefully get into a sports academy, either coaching or teaching would be the goal at the end.
To your play on the ice, what kind of player type would you classify yourself? Playmaker, sniper, power forward, anyone like that, or maybe something different?
I'd say I'm a playmaker forward. Usually always look for the pass first, been that way since I was in initiation. But yeah, I'm an offensive player for sure, looking to make plays.
Is there someone growing up or maybe even still to this day that you idolize and try to model your game after?
Both of my brothers. I mean, one of them's a defense, but my older brother, he was a forward and I always tried to play like him. I never admitted that to him before, but yeah, I always wanted to play like him, make some cool passes around the ice and set up plays.
Ever have a favorite team growing up professionally, women or men's hockey, and maybe even a favorite player that you maybe root for a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a diehard Oilers fan. I don't know if I've got a favorite player. I guess everyone likes McDavid and Draisaitl, but growing up, my favorite player was Nugent Hopkins.
That's a good one, especially playing in Red Deer, and you got to play in Red Deer as well. Nationals here, it's such a great opportunity for everyone involved in this program. What does it mean that being a part of this team with the chance now to play on home ice in front of a home crowd and try to chase that national title in front of all of the attention of a home crowd?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Our team's got a ton of support from the community and from our families. We've got like such supportive families that come out all over. Last year they were all in BC for the semifinals, and we get a ton of minor hockey teams that come and watch, and we get to do a lot with them, so it's going to be so awesome to play in front of them. And I think playing on home ice is always fun, especially in front of a big crowd. So hopefully we can get a lot of people out there and it should be a lot of fun.
And you mentioned minor hockey. Every home game that is here at Merlis Belcher, there's always young hockey players in attendance, a lot of young female hockey players, and they get the chance to maybe skate with you guys after, meet you in the dressing room. I know there's some on the ice right now helping with practice. What does it mean to be kind of in a role as these kids idolize you? You know, you guys are the superstar female hockey players in this area and all these kids looking up to you. And now you get to take it a step further to the national stage. What does it mean to, I guess, I don't want to say have that opportunity, but be a part of these young kids' adventures or dreams?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, I grew up playing boys hockey and we didn't really have a lot of girls hockey around Lloydminster until I got a little older, and there wasn't a lot to look up to. I mean, I always wanted to play at the university level, but I never had that like in my hometown. So I think it's awesome that girls can get out and see it in their hometown. And I think it's a cool thing to strive for, to play for your hometown team.
It's been a great season so far, Taylor. Good luck the rest of the way, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.